There I was, stood, standing there, stuck. I'd hit rock bottom and chart datum all at once, and the mud was a tadpole's tail width shy of the top of my very serious, heavy-duty, industrial-grade East Coast wellies. I was plugged in the Blackwater's brown stuff, like one of Anthony Gormley's iron beach sculptures up in Liverpool. If only I could stay upright long enough, I reckoned I stood a good chance of getting Heritage Lottery Arts funding. Not so much Angel of the North, more Plonker of the East, but an attraction nevertheless. And Goldhanger Creek would be transformed. While I contemplated my future as a celebrated artwork and all-round laughing stock, the thought also occurred to me that I might have no future at all. The tide was coming in, creeping up the Essex Gloop. Indeed, it looked like I had no more than 15 minutes of fame left before Anton Deck appeared, and I hollered, "I'm a celebrity, get me out of here!" But just then, Tony Smith popped his woolly-hatted head out of the cockpit of Shoal Waters, his perky green-hulled pocket cruiser, and said, "Morning, Dave, that's the soft bit there, I'll be with you in a sec." Now here, for the benefit of all you South Coast boutique yachties, I should explain a bit about what it's like on the East Coast. And wellies are a very good place to start. When an East Coast skipper says, "Don't forget your wellies, mate," it's not the same as when your South Coast squadron commander wing commode type with blazer and braid says, "Have your men polish and pack your wellies, old chap, what, pip, pip, didn't you know?" East Coast wellies are a tender, an all-terrain vehicle, and quite often an heirloom all in one. And they have tread like chieftain tank tracks. That's apart from wellies that have had their tread removed on account of legal technicalities that can't be mentioned here, as they are the subject of an ongoing court case that resulted from a silly misunderstanding with an entirely logical explanation that has baffled some of the greatest brains in the Essex Police. It's something we have quite a lot of around here in Essex. Baffled police, that is. Anyway, East Coast wellies come in green or black, but they all end up brown. The only concession to fashion is the steel toe caps. Now, from a 1980s fly-on-the-wall documentary series called Howard's Way, I have ascertained that your South Coast wellies, which I think are called yacht slippers or boaty booties, seem to me to be all about fashion. They're either yellow or blue and have little stripes round the top denoting your rank, so as you know who to talk to and who to look down upon. The other oddity is that while they barely reach your ankle, they are all two sizes too big, so they can be kicked off when you fall overboard. This is something they teach you on courses. East Coast wellies, on the other hand, fit proper snug, for several good seaman-like reasons. For one, should a misunderstanding arise, there's only very limited space for pouring in concrete. Secondly, way out east, we all love old Western movies, and we're all romantically attached to the notion of dying with our boots on, even if it does mess up the bedsheets. Indeed, based on the developing scenario, you might think that's what was about to happen to me. But then we come to reason number three, as Tony was about to demonstrate. As I teetered precariously on the point of falling forward for a full frontal Morden mud pack, Tony donned waist-high rubber waders that resembled John Wayne's chaps, jumped over the side and strode towards me, pulling his pretty wooden gaffer behind him, much like Humphrey Bogart in The African Queen. The next bit was not so epic. Tony heaved and yanked, like pulling a reluctant turnip from the heavy Essex clay, until suddenly, with a satisfying slurp and a I became unplugged, and he plonked me on Shoalwater's side deck. Better yet, my boots were still on my feet, and my feet were dry. And that is why we on the East Coast have really big boots that fit and are fashionable to boot. And before you ask, mine haven't had the tread removed.